Hi, I'm Antonio Centeno, and you're listening to the Personal Image System Podcast. Welcome to the Personal Image System Podcast. I'm Antonio Centeno, your host and the founder of Real Men, Real Style. In this show, my goal is to help you learn to leverage the science of style to create your command presence. This is a personal image that sends the signal of competence and trust and will help increase your earning power and attraction levels. All show notes can be found at realmenrealstyle.com, along with hundreds of videos, articles, and infographics. All right, so today we're talking about 10 ways to increase your confidence fast, literally in 10 minutes. Well, approximately. Some of these are going to be a lot shorter, almost instantaneous. Other ones, it may take a little bit longer than 10 minutes, and you may decide, hey, I want to extend this out 20 to 30 minutes. The point is, let's talk about increasing your confidence, improving the way you feel about yourself very quickly. Now, you can bring all of this together, but the idea here is something that you can do today to improve your confidence. I'm not saying you have to do everything at once, and maybe, you know, that would be overkill. But the point is, I want you to take action. Now, if you want to read this, you want the show notes, go check out realmenrealstyle.com/episode77. Over there, I'm going to link to a lot more information like I always do in my show notes. And over at Real Men Real Style, I've got free apps. I've got, well, one app, but it's an awesome app. I've got this podcast, of course. You can go check back episodes. You can also go in and grab any of my free ebooks. We've got like 20 of them floating around there on the website. Over 2,000 free articles. Hundreds and hundreds. I mean, we're closing in on 1,000 videos on YouTube. Point is, I have got just an incredible amount of resources. And if that's overwhelming, you want more, definitely go check out my new coaching program, Style System VIP. I'm opening up to a limited number of people. You've actually got to apply to be part of it. I want to make sure it's a proper fit. But that is basically the last and the only men's style coaching program you will have to take, because within 5 weeks, I give you everything you need. Now, getting back to 10 ways to increase your confidence fast. You ready? Let's dive into it. Number one, get a great haircut. Notice I didn't say get an okay haircut. I didn't say go get a good haircut. I said get a great haircut. Get an awesome haircut. So you do this by multiple ways you can do this, but you could go back to your go-to person, someone that has cut your hair to a high level of, you know, just makes you look great before. Don't go to someone you've never gone to, except in the case that you've got a trusted recommendation and you have an idea of how you want this to look and you trust that individual, then I would say that is a good option as well. And I'll share with you, I was in Atlanta, Georgia. My friend, Aaron Marino, he runs Alpha M Image Consulting. You've probably seen his videos all over YouTube. But Aaron said, Antonio, I'm going to take you to get a haircut. I've got my go-to guy. And sure enough, we went to where he gets his haircut. And the guy that I talked with, you know, it's like one of those salons where, let's just say, the haircuts are well over $100. And so he gives me a consultation. He talks about my face shape, my head shape, what he would do slightly different. And I can't say that he really changed up my hairstyle much at all. But there were small differences, small little tweaks that he did with my hairstyle that people notice. I noticed. And I felt great coming out of that place. There's one of those ones, they give you a nice shampoo, condition. They go through, they give you a head massage. They get you in the right, basically talk, you know, getting thinking about this. He goes through, he cuts, spends time, has you look at it, then, you know, goes through, puts in some product. And you walk out of that place just feeling great. Now, for everything I talked about, that may take a little bit longer than 10 minutes. I'm not going to say that you can squeeze this one into 10 minutes, but I am going to say that you can get this done in a very short amount of time. And I think getting a great, amazing haircut is such an easy way to just feel more confident, especially, you know, for a few days right afterwards. Now, one other thing I think is, this one's almost instantaneous. So I'm going to make up that time that I maybe took a little bit extra on the haircut. Number two, I want you to stand up straight. And something we pick up in the military, they start screaming at you whenever you go through boot camp or OCS or any type of training. It's stand up straight, stand at attention. And you learned to stand properly. And you realize that it really feels good actually to put out your chest, roll those shoulders back, and just simply stand up straight, stand up tall. So many guys, especially because of their phones, because of the way that they sit at work, they are getting this hunched over type of look. So take the time every morning to stand up straight. Or if you're going to be going into a meeting, if you're going to be going in a meeting with someone, if you're going to be talking, you're about to walk in and meet her for the first time on this blind date, then you want to make sure right before you walk in, stand up straight. Roll those shoulders back, stick out that chest. And yeah, you may have a little bit of extra weight in the midsection, but just when you do that, when you stand up straight, you just start to feel better about yourself. There's numerous studies out there that show actually the way that we stand, the way that we look at ourselves and we feel about ourselves has a huge effect on our confidence. So stand up straight. Number three and number four, I'm going to bring these together. Keep your socks up and keep your shirt tucked in. And I'm going to talk about how they work together. So you ever had one of those, just one of those pairs of socks? You love them. They're great. They're solid black. They're your go-to socks, but they don't even have holes in them. But for some reason, up at the top of the sock, they've lost some of their elasticity. I don't know. They just keep rolling down. Maybe they're not long enough. They don't go over the ankle, but they are, or they're, you know, just long enough that they're going halfway up the calf and they just keep going down. Doesn't that bother you? I know it bothers me. And little details like that can really undermine your confidence because for some reason you feel like, hey, if I sit and I cross my legs, somebody's going to see that I've got these socks just rolling down. Other things are simply you take care of your body and you've got all this excess fabric in and around your waist because your shirt, yes, you buy a size medium and it works for many brands, but for this particular brand, you've just got all this excess fabric. And in fact, if there was a lot of wind that blew up, you would actually be caught in this wind. That shirt would open up like a sail on a ship and you would start flying away. So how to get rid of all that excess material and how to keep that shirt tucked in, eliminating the muffin top, and how to keep your socks up at the same time. Guys, you definitely want to go check out Shirt Stays. If you're not familiar, one of my secret weapons. So, and by the way, for the video, they were the sponsor, KK&J. I love that company. And since, you know, another company I get asked a lot about is Sharp and Dapper, I'm going to recommend them as well. Now, Sharp and Dapper, they're based over in Europe. So if you're in Europe, you'll want to check them out. Also, Sharp and Dapper is going to be more for, I would say, formal styles. So they also have a wide range. They also have socks. They've got suspenders, braces, all types, you know, the buttons and everything. But therefore, I think they've got more classic designs. Now, if you want some color, you want to have something fun, and you're in the United States, I advise you to check out KK&J. KK&J doesn't have all the accessories I talked about. They're more focused in on the shirt stays. And shirt stays, if you're not familiar, they attach to the bottom of your shirt. They connect it to the top of your socks. Right there. Boom. Problem solved. Socks are kept up. Your shirt is tucked in, and you look better because you get this more streamlined look. You don't have fabric all over the place, and it is something that becomes very comfortable, I find, within just a few minutes of wearing. I'm used to wearing them. I don't have an issue. And I know some people say, oh, well, what happens if they strap, you know, they break or that they flip back? I've never had that happen. Again, I use the KK&J and I use the Sharp and Dapper, two great companies. Now, people always ask me to do a comparison, but I can just tell you the difference is I think Sharp and Dapper just has a lot more product offerings when it comes to other types of accessories. And in general, they're a more formal company. KK&J is going to be more fun. They're going to have all these fun colors and they use more of a Y strap. KK&J, and they've also, KK&J also has a strap that you can use if you're even going sockless. So they've actually got these ones that wrap around the thigh, but I'll link to them in the show notes. Definitely go check out both of those companies. Number five, increase your confidence in less than 10 minutes. Shine your shoes. I recommend men shine their shoes the night before or after you wear something. You should have a place where you, after you wear your shoes, have a place where you can put them. And then I like to shine them or really quick, give them a quick buff right after you wear them. Because if you're relying on having time in the morning, you're really setting yourself up for failure. Because there are going to be the mornings you wake up, you're late, you don't have time to get this done. You're going to throw those shoes on and realize, okay, I'm going to a meeting and oh man, my shoes are all scuffed up. They don't look great. I didn't get this done. So I always recommend you do it the evening after you wear the shoes and you put them in a room where you've got your shoe product, your shine, basically your shine box. and you want to have in your shine box, and you can do this with a simple old shoe box, or you could actually get one custom made. There are some companies that will make amazing shine boxes. You can buy one online at Amazon. I'll link to a few in the show notes. One of them I just love. It's just really high quality. I'll link over to it. I think it's made over out of Philadelphia. But what I love about a good shine box is it keeps everything you need in one place. So you're not scrambling around looking for the right color polish, looking for, you know, a rag to be able to give a nice buff, looking for a brush. You know, you should have multiple types of brushes. You should have a scrub cleaning brush, which I think should be of a different color because it's going to use a coarser or basically a tougher bristle. And that's going to be made getting in there, removing sand and dirt. Then you've got the horsehair brush. And this is going to be the one that you buff over unless you're going for a spit shine. Then on spit not shine, you're using just a cotton, high napped surface type of fabric that you're going to spend a lot of time on. You don't always have to do a spit shine though. And if you're interested in that stuff, again, the show notes over at realmenrealstyle.com/episode77, I'm going to link to some of these shoe shines and how to get that stuff done. Tip number six to increase your confidence really quick is to make time for a great shave. So you don't find time for a great shave. And to have a great shave, you've got to understand technique. But you can start to make time for it. For a lot of guys, shaving is just a necessary evil. It's something that they do in the morning. They do it and they get going. But so many guys, if they had a technique, and I've talked about technique before, but a technique is actually a system. It's a plan. And you start to think through it. One of the first things that you can upgrade on your shaving technique is improve the lotion that you're using. So instead of using that stuff that sprays out of a can and uses propane and other things, has to actually have chemicals in it to cover up the smell, instead look for something that's going to be more solid, like a shaving soap. Look for a shaving cream that doesn't use a propellant, that simply comes in a jar. That right there is going to take it to the next level. There's a wide range of different lubricants out there. Some of them that, yes, are going to be probably 2 to 3 times the cost, but you're going to find it's going to have less irritation. It's going to help you do a better job. Then you want to explore the different types of razors. Wide range of razors out there, from straight razors to safety razors to disposable razors to cartridge razors to electric razors. Yes, you can even use an electric razor and get a wet shave with that using a shaving cream, which I find works a lot better than just shaving dry. The point is, you've gone through and you've developed a system that works for you. You've realized, hey, I actually get a much better shave if I shave after I shower. Why does that happen? Because usually the warm to hot water in the shower is going to make the hair just a little bit softer, a little bit easier to cut. Little things like that. If you examine it, if you think about it, then you develop a system that works for you and you work to improve that. You have something that actually, when you do it, you enjoy it. But make the time, because time isn't something that, you know, as you have family, as you get busy with work, as you work on your career, you're going to find you've got to make time for yourself. Very important there. So number seven, an instant way to basically increase confidence is to start using fragrance in the morning. I resisted fragrance for the longest time. And I remember as a kid, I was gifted fragrances like, Stetson. From my aunt. And actually, I still remember Stetson. I remember Old Spice. Those are perfectly fine fragrances for men that are just getting into this stuff. And I hate it when, you know, fragrance snobs look down and say bad things. I mean, when it comes down to it, you're using something. And that's what I want you to do. I want you to experiment. I want you to start exploring. There are so many great channels out there. Go check out Chad over at A Gentleman's Journey. Check out Jeremy over at Jeremy Fragrance, Dave over at Fragrance Bros. Those guys are killing it and they give out so much great information. But don't forget, they started somewhere. They started with just getting into fragrance. But what's interesting about fragrance is it can condition you. It's almost like liquid courage without having to get drunk here. You just simply put on some of this fragrance and it takes you back to a time. It makes you feel better about yourself because we do care about how we smell. That's why, if you think about it, we wear deodorant, not because, you know, we care about not smelling bad, but if you start to care about smelling good, if you start to control this, all of a sudden, you have a bit more confidence and you can condition yourself to instantly become more confident. Number eight, take care of your nails. So I've had this happen to me. I'm going in or I'm taking a trip. I'm on the road and I forget my nail clippers. I didn't clip my nails before and they just well, of course, keep growing. I'm a healthy individual. And what happens, though, is you start to get things that you just get dirt under your nails. And you start to realize, wow, these are getting pretty long. And it is something that I think you need to have a routine to take care of your nails. Now, you want to figure out what works best for you. I recommend scissors for most men. That's going to do a better job of cutting your nails. Some men are going to want to use clippers. The issue with clippers is that they can damage the nail. They're not going to be as great as scissors in terms of giving a clean cut. Whenever you use clippers, they basically, if you can imagine, they're crushing the nail, and the sharp edges on a good pair of clippers shouldn't touch. But that rarely happens. Most clippers, they're going to be very cheap out of countries that are making them from inferior steel, inferior build. And what happens is if they ever did have a sharp edge, it becomes blunt very quickly because the clippers are touching themselves. And if they're not touching themselves, usually that's going to be an issue because they're not going to truly cut the nail off as it should be. And they're going to leave just basically, it's almost like the nail's going to have to be twisted off. And that can lead to issues if you end up tearing the sides of the nail with hangnails and things like that. When it comes down to it, people see our hands. We put our hands out there to shake them. You want to have well-groomed hands. I'm not going to say that you need to go get a pedicure or a manicure, although that I have nothing against that. And I think, you may find that you actually enjoy it. I know women love it. The men that I talk to that have gone to get this done, they love it. But the point is, take care of your grooming. Number 9, this is a quick way to increase confidence. Yes, in 10 minutes, is to get in a quick workout. I find for me, especially when I'm on the road, maybe I'm a little bit late getting up, I can just simply do some quick calisthenics, some jumping jacks, some burpees, some push-ups, some quick sit-ups, leg stretches, and within 10 minutes, I feel better. Yeah, I didn't get in, a 25, 30-minute run. I didn't go and get a full workout in at the gym, but I at least felt a little bit better. And if you can extend that, I oftentimes will go straight down to the gym and I will run for maybe 10 to 15 minutes. Yes, I'm not going to be able to get, 4 or 5 miles in, but I am able to get in 2 miles. I maybe go a little bit faster. I work up a pretty good sweat, immediately go straight up to my room, jump in the shower, get going. Sometimes it's just simply a quick run in and around my house. But I find a quick workout, especially if you're feeling a bit down, it just changes your whole, all the chemicals running through your body just changes them up. You immediately start feeling better. The final way to improve your confidence, ultra fast, in less than 10 minutes, start to wear a pocket square. And, if you don't really wear jackets or suits, then find another accessory that you can bring in. The point being, don't be afraid to stand out. I guess that could be a new type of clothing there. But with suits, with jackets, with blazers, I always find that you want to stuff that pocket. That pocket square in of itself is a great conversation starter, takes a bit of courage. And if you are new to pocket squares, simply get a white linen or cotton handkerchief, fold it and go with a simple square fold, just a bit showing. And if you're really that conscious after wearing this for a while, take it out, get rid of it. But at least try to start the day wearing that pocket square. And soon enough, you're going to start getting compliments. You're going to feel better about this. You're going to notice that, your jackets start to feel naked without these pocket squares. I know for me, I've got a collection now of about 40 pocket squares. I love them. They're great. And I can't imagine wearing a jacket without them. Gentlemen, that's it. 10 ways to increase your confidence ultra fast, oftentimes in less than 10 minutes. So again, go check out the show notes at realmenrealstyle.com/episode77. Thank you for listening to the Personal Image System podcast. If you would like more information on men's style, business communication, and grooming, go check out realmenrealstyle.com. There, you're going to find my free ebooks and our premium courses to help you take action on the information that will improve your life. I'm Antonio Centeno, and until next time, stay stylish.